Well, good evening, and we're happy to have you with us again tonight. Annabelle's going to be sharing again tonight about a 50-minute teaching. And I want to just reiterate this, that we believe that the Scriptures teach that a woman should not teach the male. And the reason for that is we believe that it's an emasculating thing to a lot of guys for a gal to teach them. And so we hope that you guys will see Annabelle as under authority, and that she's demonstrated this. This teaching is really where Annabelle teaches the gals. But we have been invited to sit in, guys, and kind of listen in and generalize over from her teaching to our own situation. So when she starts using a female diagram, why, even though we flunked the physical, we can learn something if we'll tune in. Okay, doll? Uh-huh. All right.
Thanks. Last session, we closed with talking about how Satan is going to use our peculiar patterns, our unique version of the flesh, those things that we have learned to walk in the world system. And I tried to cement in your mind, in your thinking, how Satan speaks to us. We're going to be pursuing these things for the rest of the lecture. But let me start this way tonight. You know, when I share with you my unique version of the flesh, I won't say it's easy for me, but I realize that I'm just talking about patterns. I know who I am in Christ. And so I've already shared with you some of those, but let me point them out to you again, because I'm going to share a little thing that I wrote, and I'm going to ask you to evaluate what I wrote, okay? Now, my big green garbagey patterns were these. Number one, performance-based acceptance, meaning that I must perform for you to accept me, a big one. Performance-based self-acceptance, I must perform for myself to accept me. A super perfectionist, demanding not perfection from other people, but perfection from Annabelle. Super sensitive when anyone pointed out to me that I wasn't performing perfectly. Self-depreciation, inferiority thoughts. Coping with depression that finally, as it escalated, resulted in suicidal depression. Now then, those are my big ones. There are a lot of other ones of lesser import, not quite so wide, but those are my big ones. I'm going to read an excerpt to you from what we'll call my diary. I don't really have a diary, but I write down things in my Bible study, or if I'm just feeling bad, I'll write down things. This was written in about 1967. I saved it. I'm a saver also. And I'm glad I did, because now I can share it. Now, what I want you to do is to listen to this. If I didn't know who I was, I couldn't share it with you because it's very personal. But you listen to it, and I want you to evaluate it in this way. How many of these thoughts are mine? How many of these thoughts were generated by the new creature here in Christ? And why are these thoughts common to me? Why did they come to me? Now you listen. I began by talking to the Lord, and I say, "Oh Lord, how I hate to share this with you, but I feel that I must. How very, very far I am from being the person God intends me to be. Never have I been so tempted to just give up. I dislike myself, my whole being, intensely. I've prayed to be a spiritual wife for so long, dear Lord, and I'm not. I don't know what else to do or not to do. I know that you're willing and able, so there's something within me that blocks your power. How heartsick I am. Never has my love for my husband been so frail. I'm falling more and more into the habit of judging him, of evaluating him, of allowing him to cause me unrest and irritation. Oh, how I long for someone that I could feel comfortable with, someone in whom I could confide. I have reached the point of complete failure once more. How ridiculous it is for me to teach, to counsel, to be looked upon as a godly woman. For those who know me best, those people who live with me, they know what I am. And the words are so hollow and meaningless when they see me day after day, all day long. Therefore, I will not teach. I will not have a Bible study. I will not counsel. I will not write letters of encouragement. I am basically a very unhappy person. How this breaks my heart to confess all of this to you, Lord. And I want to blame you, for I so long to be filled with you and your beauty. But this is the way I feel. This is truth. I am defeated, I am discouraged, and I am unwilling to allow you to use me. I have no friends, no joy, no hope. There is one positive point. I'm sorry. How many of those thoughts were mine? What? Not a single one of them. How many of them did I generate from this new heart that I have in Christ Jesus? Not a single one of them. Not a single one of them. If only I can get you to see how utterly wicked and evil Satan is, how he will use these things to destroy us. Let's just review quickly. Remember the steps to strongholds that, as I said, Dr. Jack Taylor formulated. There were six of them resulting in seven strongholds. First was the stimulation. Second, the temptation, the consideration, choice, act, habit, and stronghold. And then we drew a diagram, which I'm going to flash up here again and go over it. The stimulation occurs in the world system. A circumstance that comes into my life where I have to choose. Satan, working through the world system, will give me, step two, a tempting thought, perfectly correlated, and I washed my brain out there. I'm sorry. There's supposed to be some green garbagey highways in there. I'll put a couple real quick. Formulate some. Okay, and I drew them the wrong direction. Well, he'll come over this way. Okay. Giving me a thought perfectly correlated with one of those old green garbagey highways and will spit it into my mind. Now, did you hear all of those green garbagey highway coming through and that little thing? I'm a failure. Nobody likes me. I can't do it. He came through those. And it sounded so familiar because, you see, that's the way I thought all these years. There's the where I'm supposed to say no. All right, as I consider this in my mind, my emotions become involved. Step three, then I'm saying I feel like doing this, and that was truth, the way I felt. I said, this is the way I feel, this is truth. My mind was saying, I think I should do this. Will assimilates those and makes a choice. And then I overtly act. And if I act that way several times, a habit's established. Do you know, according to world research, do you know how long it takes for a habit to be established? 6 weeks. 6 short weeks. How long had I walked in all of these patterns? Hey, 40 years. How long have you walked in yours? 60, 27, 32? Those aren't habits, those are strongholds, patterns that you have performed so habitually that you just walk in them, never realizing that you have a choice to do anything else. That's just the way I am, Annabelle. Now then, we're going to take those and look at them step by step. Let's look at the stimulation first of all here. The first step in the building up of strongholds. It can be a brief thing or it can be a prevailing thing. Under brief, it can be something like a situation, a place, a picture, a conversation, an inanimate object, something you see that Satan can use to draw up out of your memory banks these patterns. And then prevailing, it can be your marriage, your working conditions, physical conditions. So let's look at these and let me again try to, you see what I'm doing is, I'd call this a daring expose here. I'm showing you how Satan works. I'm trying to get you to see what his intent is and how he works and what he's doing to you, to your the members of your family, to the people that you know. Okay, so let's look at some of these. For instance, let's pick up on a place here. What am I talking about there? All right, here's an incident. These will be incidents out of my life to try to illustrate this for you.